Suppose this thing does turn out to be creatures from another planet, landing on the White House lawn on New Year's Day. How would that change things? Would the Europeans lay down their arms in celebration of the universality of life? Sure. It would all boil down to what they brought along with them. The threat of absolute destruction might indeed unify humanity against the common enemy. But what good would unity do against an enemy who could crack the planet like an egg? Maybe they would bring the truth, and the truth would make us free, as it had so effectively in the past. He wished he were older. At 60, it was hard to have a sense of humor about dying. Maybe in another 60 years. He studied the various coffees and invested in a moderately expensive blend, an ounce of Blue Mountain with 3 ounces of French roast. It made more difference to Rory than to him. She had perhaps 1 cup a day at home and liked to savor it. He drank it constantly, fuel for music, but not the real stuff. Coffeeist or M.H. Black Gold. 1 good cup of real in the morning and then 20 cups of anything black and strong. He turned around and paused, looking at the 30 or so stands, remembering which ones had what. He checked his list, crossed out coffee, added green peas and smoked ham. Make a nice soup and let it cook all day. Bread and salad already on the list. His day for young women. Good morning, Sarah. Buenos maestro. She was the bartender and co-owner of Hermanos Mendoza, the Brothers Mendoza, who had gone north in a hurry 20 years before, leaving behind a stack of unpaid bills and their name. Sarah always touched her neck when she said hello to you. She had been in a terrible fire a few years back, and even after they rebuilt her face, she'd had to talk through a machine in her throat for a while. She still wore long sleeves and high necklines. Her face looked sculpted, less mobile than you would expect. She shifted a large bag of onions so some of the weight was on her hip. So, how's the music business? Lento, as we say. Slow. You want to buy a song? Actually, he realized, one was forming in his mind. The first few notes of a mock bombastic overture. A greeting for the aliens. If I could afford a song from you, I wouldn't be tending bar. There you go. He sang to the tune of the last centuries, The Teddy Bear's Picnic. If I could afford a tune from you, I wouldn't be tending bar. Wow, you just make that up? He smiled. Trade secret. You take care. She shifted the bag of onions onto her shoulder and walked away. Completely different from Luann, her walk was stiff and mannish. It was probably from the fire. Months of immobility, and then walking in braces. Brave girl, Norman thought.